Okay. So it's very similar to maple syrup where you heat the syrup and you put it in hot jars and then you lay it on its side. It's the same exact process. So you take your liquid hot sauce, you put it in a pot and you bring it up to about 190 for 30 minutes. And at the same time, you heat up your jars and your lids. And we do a lot of, rather than water bath canning, we've switched to atmospheric steam canning. And so we have this setup and we just put our jars and lids in there. We throw the lid on and we steam the jars for 30 minutes. And when the jars are hot and when the hot sauce is hot, we then put everything together. And you fill up your jars up to the top with hot sauce and put the lid on and then lay it on its side for a little bit, for like a minute, and then just put it on a wire rack. And as the sauce cools, it'll condense in volume and you'll get a little bit of a headspace and a little bit of vacuum. Exact same process you use for maple syrup if you've done that. And then finally at the very end, you get to label it and enjoy it. And take it from me that has a basement full of jars, label your products, label them with a year. Very important. You may think that you'll remember that you made something last year, but as time goes by and you get more and more things and you don't eat what you made previously, it's good to have a date on it especially. And you can do, this one is just a little label maker that we use. We also have made little labels. This is just a little watercolor of our barn. These were originally, we made these for putting on canned goods because we do a lot of Christmas presents with our canning, or we'll trade it with neighbors and things like that. And so I think we've got ours made through Evermind, but there's a number of on-site places you can go where you can get these labels made. And it gives you a space to put, again, what's in the jar and what year it is. And for resources on the gardening side, there's, I think it's called the New Seed Saver Guide. This is a picture. I found a couple of copies at Half Price Books. We use the Vegetable Gardener's Bible for just general gardening. We've used that for many, many years. You can also find that in used bookstores. UW Extension has guidance on growing peppers and tomatoes and eggplant on a larger market scale. So if that's a direction you want to go, you could go to UW Extension. On the canning side, if you've done any canning whatsoever, you know that Ball makes a book or two on canning. Oddly enough, I've never really found a good taco sauce recipe that doesn't call for like using tomato paste or something I have to go to the store and buy. But